Wednesday, the White House announced the federal government will be cracking down on international fentanyl trafficking. Fentanyl is a pain reliever used for treating severe pain, but in recent years, the drug has been used recreationally, causing more than 28,000 deaths in 2017. That's more than half the deaths caused by opioids overall that year. I spoke with a Florida Department of Law Enforcement forensic officer about the deadly drug. I'm Blaze Ganey. Fentanyl has taken the life of thousands of Floridians over the past years. Chief Forensic Officer Mary Jane Havener explains what it is.
Fentanyl is a drug that is included in, it's considered a synthetic opiate, so it is included in the same drug class as heroin and morphine. So it's something that's primarily developed as a pain medication.
The drug is usually prescribed during surgery and childbirth, but Havener says it's found a way into street use mainly because it's easy and inexpensive to make.
Heroin is much more potent than what morphine is. Even though morphine is a very potent drug, heroin is even more so, and its addictive properties are significantly greater than morphine. But you can produce fentanyl, which is even more potent than heroin, much cheaper.
She says for street use, it's often added to other opioids like heroin or sometimes sold in a pill form.
If people are willing to go out on the street and it's a Vicodin, it looks like a Vicodin tablet or it looks like a oxycodone tablet, there's usually, you might say, a market or a set price for that, and people that purchase it may actually feel like they're being safer.
Havener says the fentanyl market has grown, at least if you're going by the number of cases lab workers in Pensacola have come across.
Where you might have had one or two cases one year, and the next year you could have 10 to 15, and the next year you had 60 or 70 cases.
And Havener says the drug is even more popular in other parts of the state. The White House's plan to combat fentanyl trafficking is multi-layered. Officials want to curb the production and sale of the illicit drug by working more closely with private businesses to keep the drug from getting into the country. Senior counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says last year alone, federal agents seized enough fentanyl to kill every American four times.